station.
Well, it's a big show.
Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. If you'd like to see their show listings, go to GranadaTheater.com. Seven candidates. Let's run through the list and vote on which we think is the biggest act coming to town this week. Candidate number one is tonight at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth, Lyle Lovett.
The great Lyle Lovett that Giorgio says that he never liked. And I think his voice is so pleasing.
Yeah, he's got a very nice voice. His songs just really don't hit me, but I recognize his greatness. A lot of people like him.
Tickets owned, by the way.
Do you remember when he came up here? Do you remember the really hot brunette he was dating that we all went crazy over?
Yeah.
He is still with her.
Really?
Yeah, her name is April Kimball, and they've been dating since 99.
Dang.
Right after he broke up with Julia.
So how the hell did they get together? Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett. I don't remember the connection there.
Wait, I don't either.
And you know what?
Here we go.
The
couple met on the set of The Player in 1992. After a three-week romance, they eloped and married in June of 93.
Put your hands in the air if you're a true player.
Do you remember that movie?
What's that?
No.
No, I never heard of that movie. But you know, when he came up here to the studio to perform, I just kept looking at his hands, knowing where they had been on her.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah.
And you know what? The media was very unfair to him when they got together. Do you remember?
Terribly.
I think it was like a cover of People magazine.
Yep.
Picture of the two of them and said, Beauty and the Beast.
That is so... Can you imagine Lyle Lovett's mother picking that up?
I know.
And that's her new daughter-in-law. Fine. Beauty. But then to have your son called
the Beast? Yeah, just imagine that was reversed, okay?
Right.
And it was a guy who was real handsome, and he married, you know, more of an average-looking woman, and they put that.
I can't believe they did that.
I know it.
Horrible.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, Lyle Lovett. By the way, Lyle Lovett used the same kind of pickup that I use in that guild, Giorgio.
Really?
Yep.
By the way, you want to see hot Julia Roberts? I stumbled across this movie the other night that I'd seen a long time ago. You ever seen Mystic Pizza?
That's like her first movie, and I've never seen it.
Late 80s?
Yes.
Yeah.
She is at her absolute hottest in that movie.
Well, she was like 17.
No, she was older than that. Pretty Woman, she's hot too, but check out Mystic Pizza.
George hates the part of Pretty Woman when he snaps that lid closed and she laughs.
I hate any time she laughs in a movie. It's forced.
You remember that one when he has the jewelry and shows it to her?
Mm-hmm. All right, candidate number two. Biggest show coming to town this week. It's also tonight at the Dr. Pepper Arena in Frisco, Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. You know what it is. Yeah.
I really don't know what it is.
Yeah, come on.
A bumblebee? What?
You gotta guess.
You know what it is. I guessed a bumblebee. He's not telling me the answer.
The Steeler uniforms.
Oh. Well, why is Wiz Khalifa a Steeler?
Khalifa.
Oh my gosh, will this stop? Will it please go away?
Also on this bill, Juicy J.
That sounds like a random character generator.
That's
Tookie Carter, Lola Monroe, and Chevy Woods.
Hey, guys, it's me, Chevy Woods.
I'll meet you at 2 in the morning
if I know you're coming.
Wow.
That sounds awesome.
Wiz Khalifa's real name is Cameron Jabril Thomas. Z on the end, not S.
Dang it.
And that's his real name.
I still think the greatest name for a rapper was Crazy Eyes Killa.
Fictional.
This is maddening.
Number three. By the way, who did you, Jared, tell me he was married to?
Alicia Keys is married to.
It says here that he's now engaged to model Amber Rose.
Was he married to her?
No.
Oh,
hey, it's Amber Rose.
Amber Rose, and they're expecting their first child.
I thought Amber Rosa was the Green Miles widow.
You thought Amber Rose was the Green Miles widow?
What's wrong with you?
Wasn't Amber Rosa the widow of the guy who died from Green Mile?
Big John.
John Coffey.
Coffey.
I think I'm on to something there.
Okay, let me look up Amber Rose.
Like, anyone can even know.
Amorosa.
I think that's who you're thinking of. The reality girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's who you're thinking of.
Right. Okay. Everybody's okay.
Are we all okay?
We're all okay?
Okay.
Fine?
I don't know if we are.
We're okay.
All right, I know we came to a sudden stop there, and I apologize.
All right, let's move forward then.
Yes.
Candidate 3, Friday and Saturday, two shows and two shows only at the House of Blues, Blue October.
There's something that I can't quite explain.
I saw him last time there at the House of Blues. It was
so
awesome.
I thought Blue October was the club that the Fix played when they were in town.
No. Blue Planet.
Oh.
There were about 130 people there that night, so don't miss it.
And didn't the roadie, like, shine the flashlight in front of them, even though they were just walking from the table right up front to
the stage? Exactly like Spinal Tap.
Big-time bands have guys with flashlights in front of them.
Even when they're playing a 30-seat venue?
Bigger than that.
It's what they're used to. They got to keep the routine.
Giving it to the Fix, we're talking about Blue October, an air quality band. This would be a good two nights in a row.
What?
Concert. Two nights in a row.
That was almost 2 days in a row.
That's probably because...
yeah, I heard Norm had one yesterday.
Really?
You might hear about that.
Yeah, I heard about it a lot, actually.
What word did he truncate?
Country. Oh, he said the first syllable of the word country.
And then he fishtailed.
So he knew he had done something wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What was it a live spot for?
What was it, Jer?
Your mother?
Choose Energy. Okay.
Was it Choose Energy? Please let it be Choose Energy. The most embattled client ever on the ticket.
Are we going to hear it on the e-break?
Yeah, we might. Bio-T, testosterone pellet therapy.
Where are you getting your testosterone? It's a simple question.
It's a simple question. Where are you getting your testosterone?
So it does kind of work out.
If you love your...
Leave it alone.
That would make no sense.
I support Blue October.
All right, Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night, at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
Steve Winwood.
Yeah, I've seen those billboards around town.
Blind, right? Black piano player?
No. Stevie Wonder.
MC Hammer.
Steve Winwood's the casino owner,
right?
We're
just going to kick in.
All that percussion you hear in the background is people getting their nuts kicked.
He's 64 now. Wow.
Wasn't he like the keyboardist for Cream or something like that?
Sounds right.
He played with Clapton some way.
Mm-hmm. I think he's got some greatness to him. I don't know if this is one of his better offerings, but...
He had like two big hits, right, in the 80s?
Yeah.
This one and what was the other one?
This one.
No, come on.
Okay, let's see.
Seemed like it was a slower tune.
When you see it, while you see a chance. While you see a chance, 70s. Take it.
When you see a chance, take it.
Maybe that was 80s.
1980.
Okay.
Let's see. Other big hits for him. Freedom Overspill.
Nah.
Back in the High Life again.
That's there the one is. I'm thinking of. That was off this same album, yeah. I think. That was a pretty good song. See if you have that one, Jer.
The Finer Things. Oh, how could we forget Valerie? That's a beating.
That is a beating.
Wow, he hit number one with Roll With It. Remember Roll? You got to roll with it, baby.
Really?
Well, he had a lot of hits.
Well, how does someone like that just fall off? How do you have such a string of things and you fall off?
Got tired of it.
This eventually kicks in, too, I think.
Yeah, from like 80 to... 80 to 88, he had a lot of hits.
Thank you.
We've exposed something here. It's perfect. Just slow down. So don't be surprised to see me back in the bright part of town. I'll be back in the high life again. All the doors are closed. Pretty good little song, huh?
I like that.
Pretty good little song. But it's stupid.
Ooh.
Come on, hell yeah. And it needs to go away.
It's the first appearance of Danny. About?
It's not Danny. Dismissing Charlie.
Candidate 5. Biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night at the Arlington Music Hall in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Nelson.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
I'm going to this. Maybe his last show.
I can't even talk about this because of how you guys wronged me last time. It's still a very sore spot for me, so let's just move on.
We all were invited to go down to the show, and George and I did, and you didn't, and somehow that's our fault.
I never got the invitation.
Yeah, Raising Cane's invited all three of us.
But
they were putting on the show.
But nobody ever contacted me about me being invited.
God, he expects an engraved invitation.
I just expect a text.
Raising Cane's is supposed to send you a text.
And you guys got this beautiful moment with Willie Nelson.
There was a very rushed moment.
There wasn't anything beautiful about it.
Felt like
he was busy clearing up his glaucoma.
Candidate number 6. As we quickly move on, Saturday night at Billy Bob's, Cody Canada and the Departed.
Yeah. That's a good news supergroup with Seth James, Cody.
Listen to that. Kind of a little chicken picking there.
Yeah, so that's a really good
Jerry
band.
Jerry Reed-esque.
Cody Canada's not with Creedence Clearwater Canada anymore?
No. They broke up a couple years ago, and he started this band. It's good. He's the front man. Got Seth James with him, another really good musician, really good keyboard player.
Sounds like a little chicken picking going on.
Okay, here he goes. He's jumping on a term that he heard once.
Yeah, they're good.
Is there a chorus to this deal?
Someone have just a little bit of musical patience.
Well, no. This part here sucks.
There's Danny right there.
Not Danny. Stop it.
And finally, candidate number 7, Sunday night at the Windstar. To wrap up your Thanksgiving weekend, why not go up I-35 and see Charlie Pride?
Tickets home. Bird Dogs have played with him.
Haven't you had a lot of weird conversations with him?
Yes. I've seen him on many a golf course.
Some old friends on the street.
Sometime ask Charlie Pride how old he is.
Who?
Charlie Pride. Ask him how old he is, and he'll have a really confusing explanation.
That's past tense, kind of. After he dies, he's Charlie Proud.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's not really past
tense. No, that's Charlie Proud.
It's just a different form. I always loved him because for years, he was the only Rangers celebrity fan.
Mm-hmm.
We had no celebrity fans for our baseball team except for Charlie Pride.
He was a ball player back in the day.
Yep.
Well, that'd be good if you didn't suck.
Uh-oh, Danny.
He's stoopy.
Come on, Danny.
He's stoopy, and he needs to go away, and he's dumb suck. Not Danny.
He is 74.
Wow. But some of them
never learn. He has had 39 number one hits on the country charts.
Wow. Yeah, and the last one was in 67.
Still, he did it.
Yep.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming
Somebody
to town this
shut
week.
David Lee Roth up.
Is it candidate number 1 tonight at the Bass Hall, Lyle Lovett? Candidate 2 tonight at the Dr. Pepper Arena in Frisco, Wiz Khalifa?
Mm.
Candidate 3, Friday and Saturday at the House of Blues, Blue October. Candidate 4, Friday at the Windstar, Steve Winwood. Candidate 5, Friday at the Arlington Music Hall, Willie Nelson. Candidate 6, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Cody Canada and the Departed. We're candidate 7, Sunday at the Windstar, Charlie Pride. George.
Man, that's a tough
one. Bob.
I'm going to say the Wiz show is going to be the biggest show.
Okay. Gordo?
I'm going to say Blue October.
All right. Voting for Rich, Sean Bass.
Give me Lyle Lovett.
Okay.
Jared.
Oh, I don't know. Steve Winwood, because he hasn't been here in a while.
All right. Fernando.
That's what I'm going with.
Ah, damn it.
Boy, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Charlie Pride, so that means with two votes, Steve Winwood, Friday night at the Windstar, carries the week, the biggest show coming to town.
Not much of a mandate. Well,